It is the pink after a massive 3 points for Liverpool. It really does feel like a massive 3 points. The manager thought it was a massive 3 points as well, coming over to us at the end of the game, Rob. It was a battle. It's hard to, you know, I feel I'm going to bore people about the weather across the next few days, so I just want to be crystal clear. There was serious weather. It was a serious game of football. Burnley were compact, they were aggressive, and Liverpool had to match them in their aggression, had to outfight them all over the pitch. In the end, not a lot happens, Rob, but Liverpool win the game 1-0.
Yeah, it was the proverbial dog of a game. We were saying at the end there, I'm not sure there was a genuine chance in the sense that a footballer had the ball at his feet and a nanosecond
and
to
it'd
look
be worked through or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the goal we score was typical of the chances in the game, which are about 2.5. I dread to look at the XG on that point. I think we edged it 0.2 to 0.1. But you know what? The weather, it said and it said again, and people want to disregard it. And unless you were here, you wouldn't know. But it's such a leveller. It's such a leveller because it was a game for defences. And Burnley, their only asset is the fact that they concentrate, they mark the spaces, they did very, very well. And
they've got two good centre halves, and I thought both their fullbacks played well as well.
Yeah, absolutely. In a sense, you go away, that was quite a nice Liverpool performance. You can't say we played badly, but without being penetrative at all. I would like to have seen maybe another attacking sub or two. You know, you could have made a case for an Elliott or a Diaz. But then again, you think, you wouldn't wish that on your worst enemy out there today. Do you know what I mean? So, and it was a case of, it's a bit of echoes of the title-winning season. It was a 1-0 where you thought, first goal, we can win it from a 1-0 position here. This is that sort of game.
It's four on the bounce now, Rob, and that's Liverpool, I think, moving through the gears. You can say, well, who've they played in those four on the bounce, but almost that doesn't matter. They've got to deal with what's in front of them if they're going to hunt City down, and today felt like one that could have gone the other way if they weren't careful.
Yes, and you look at it on paper, and although they're where they are in the league, they have games in hand, and you thought, it's at that ground, it's always a horrible game. Even when we've moved away from them and pulled and done a couple of 3-0s in recent seasons, you've always felt a sense of relief on that ground. But this felt more in the keeping and the tradition of how we win at this win at Turf Moor. It was a good performance. Without saying Liverpool played particularly well, you look across the pitch and say there was a number of decent performances there. Trent okay. You know, there were murmurs about some of his touches in the first half, but that's maybe a bit harsh. But generally, there were good performances across the pitch, I thought.
Paul, it's one where they find, as the game wears on, they're going to have to battle through. I think the goal, when it comes in a really weird way, it's ever so slightly coming. Keita moves us forward through the lines a couple of times. Mane looks lively a couple of times. And then Liverpool get the reward. We've criticised the set pieces at times this season, but Liverpool have actually scored a load of goals from set pieces, and to be getting a goal from a set piece at Turf Moor, it shows that they know what they're doing, they know what they're about. It's a really well worked goal.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? I mean, going into that I'm trying to concentrate and drive while talking, but going into it, you think to yourself, this felt more Burnley than the one the other year when we came, and it was a lovely summer's day and whatnot, and the conditions and the team seemed to be picked for Burnley today rather than Liverpool just turning up with its free-flowing attacking force. It seemed like he picked a team of experience. I actually said when we picked a team of fucking else, retro, you know, because it is the classic front three. It's a midfield with maybe the most Premier League games amongst them that we've still got at the club. Sorry, I've got to get out here, Neil, but
with the